While members of the House of Representatives were voting on whether to impeach him, President Donald Trump was in Michigan. Trump and Vice President Mike Pence held a rally at the Kellogg Arena in Battle Creek last night. Michigan Radio's Dustin Dwyer was there. Dustin, good morning.
Good morning.
Dustin, it was a very serious day in Washington yesterday. What was it like in Battle Creek?
Cold. It was cold, Doug. And there were thousands of Trump supporters. They waited for hours outside in that brutal cold. I was only out there for a little bit. A few of the Trump supporters even slept overnight. The people I got a chance to talk to outside, they were just not on board with the impeachment. They think Trump didn't do anything wrong, but they have a real problem with House Democrats who pushed the impeachment. Here's Cherry Bodell. She lives in Springport.
Why can't we vote out, impeach Pelosi, Schumer, Nadler, and all them that we don't want? It's like we don't matter.
Bodell says she was a lifelong Democrat. She even voted for Hillary Clinton in 2008, but she's a Trump supporter now.
We should note that there was also a protest outside the arena with many people who do support the impeachment of President Trump. But then you did go inside to hear the president speak. What was the atmosphere like in the Kellogg Arena?
It was festive for Trump supporters. I mean, this was just a regular rally. The music was loud. People were dancing. At one point, the crowd did the wave. And some of this was just because people had been waiting so long. The rally was scheduled to start at 7. And when Mike Pence came on stage a while after that, he said the president was still backstage following the impeachment debate. And finally, at 8, the president came out, and he was talking when the final vote numbers on impeachment came in.
So we got every single Republican voted for us. Whoa. Whoa. Wow.
And Doug, what he says there, that is true. Every Republican in the House of Representatives voted against impeachment. But there is one former Republican who voted for the impeachment, Justin Amash. Amash is the former Republican who left the party this summer after he called for the president's impeachment. And Battle Creek, where the president was speaking, is Amash's district.
And did President Trump bring up Amash at all?
He didn't mention Amash once. He also didn't mention any of the Republicans who are currently running against Amash in the Michigan 3rd Congressional District, which is interesting because he did talk about other Michigan politicians. He talked about the governor. He also bashed Democratic Representative Debbie Dingell, whose husband died earlier this year. He claims Debbie Dingell gave him a phone call after John Dingell's funeral at the Capitol.
John would be so thrilled. He's looking down. He'd be so, thank you so much, sir. I said, that's okay. Don't worry about it. Maybe he's looking up. I don't know.
And you can hear the mixed reaction from the crowd there. Debbie Dingell did respond to Trump's comments, saying that his words were hurtful and that they'll only make her healing that much harder after the death of her husband. Dustin, did Trump have anything else to say about Michigan last night?
Well, he talked a lot about the economy. He took credit for all the jobs that have been created here in the past 3 years. And Michigan's economy has been growing and adding jobs since 2010, although things have slowed down a little this year. And despite that, Trump claimed this is the best year Michigan's ever had, which I'm not sure how you would quantify that, because even with the growth of jobs in Michigan, the state still has about 200,000 fewer jobs than it did in 2000. But for his supporters, he talked a lot about immigration, he attacked Democrats, he talked about getting federal judges in office, and the people there last night were totally on board.
Okay, that's Michigan Radio's Dustin Dwyer reporting on President Trump's rally in Battle Creek last night. Dustin, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
You're listening to Michigan Radio.